kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app. For all ability levels, with a full gym or no gym, zero problems, Jack. Well, it's included over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. There's even a nutrition guide to help you stay on track. All of this for only $10 a month. And of course, there's a special offer for the program listeners. Use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Podcast where we try to get you into a band. Today's band is Frightened Rabbit, and before we really get into this, the three of us have thought that it was really important to put out a content warning out in front. Before we actually do have the suicide prevention hotline number ready, but before we get to that, like, did you want to lay down any grounds to why you think we need to warn people, Christina?
Yeah, unfortunately, the vocalist of this band died by suicide a few years ago, and a lot of the content lyrically is very triggering to some people who deal with these thoughts. And I want to make sure that if somebody decides to listen to this band, that they know that it can be a safe place for them versus a dark hole. And anybody that's dealing with this deep, deep, dark mental hole, that there is a safe place and there are people that'll help you and love you. And it's hard to hear some of those things if you're not in a place that you feel like you can reach out. So I think that all of us collectively really want to let our friends know and all of our listeners know that we are there for them and we love them, and hopefully you feel safe to reach out to us and find a safe place in this band. And hopefully I don't get too rambly about that, but I think that's kind of where I come from with that content warning.
Jenny, this was your idea. Did you want to add anything onto that, like, because I know this one was kind of tough for you?
Yeah, it was tough. I think that if I had heard this band, because this is kind of a new band for me, if I had heard this band at a different time in my life when I was going through darker thoughts, I think it would have hit me in a different way. And I was like, you know what? I would want for people to have that warning ahead of time. Because, you know, sometimes if I'm in a dark mood, like, something like this can help me. It, like Christina said, it can be that safe place, and sometimes it makes it worse. So it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, well, I'll get into that later with the song selections and everything, but there's a lot of ups and downs in this too that I think provides that, like, hearing somebody sing the things that kind of go through your head when you're in those dark places. So it can be a very safe place if that's what you're in the mood for, if that helps. Yeah. I don't know.
So to echo Christina's sentiments, like, we hope to be there for you if you're going through these thoughts. You're not alone. Your trusty deprogrammed podcast and your trusty and esteemed panel. Seriously, we do want to help. Christina, you said you had the number handy?
I do. If you're in the United States, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for anybody dealing with suicidal thoughts and ideations. And that number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, 1-800-273-8255.
Don't do it alone. Deprogrammed is here to help you in that. You know, I say a lot of things. I do a lot of bits, but that's for real. That's from the heart. So with that, though, talking about the band specifically, getting into Frightened Rabbit, this was your baby, Christina. You put this out some point last year. Walk me through what it is you love about Frightened Rabbit.
I feel like Frightened Rabbit is one of those bands that, like I said, kind of in that opening when we were talking, is they've given me a safe place. And I feel like they've given me a home to grieve the things that I need to grieve and to go through the longing and the loss and the things that I've processed in my life without having to feel like I've burdened somebody else. And a lot of the things that you go through in your life, you do that alone because you don't want to weigh down somebody else. And I think this band has been one of those that I turn to when I'm going through things, because they speak to experiences that are so universal. And they've always been one of those bands that I can turn to in those situations. And I saw them live was how I got exposed to them. And my friend Grace, we were at a music festival and she said, we have to go see this band. They're playing. And it was Frightened Rabbit. And ever since then, I've just been hooked. And I mentioned this on an after the fact once, that I have a set of perfect records that I would go to and never skip a song. And one of Frightened Rat's records is an absolute perfect record.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I would see which one it is.
Yeah, seriously. So, more on that in coming moments. But Jenny, this one, full disclosure, at some point Christina was like, I want to do a show with Jenny. And the band,
which I feel honored, by the way.
I'm so excited. I was talking last week on the episode, we're sidebarring a little bit, but on the Eve 6 episode, I was talking about how excited I was to do a show with you because I listened to the Soundgarden episode and needed to talk to you about Soundgarden on After the Fact.
Yes, so, oh, I can't wait.
Yes. So again, more on that on the After the Fact. But so Christina wanted to do an episode with you, Jenny, and you know, we couldn't make the bands lined up. Finally, I think you were looking through the things that Christina had put down and you're like, what about this one? So what was it about this band that stuck out? And then when you jumped in, you know, what made you decide Frightened Rabbit?
Well, so a really good friend of mine had mentioned this band to me a few years ago. And I think I'd heard their songs kind of here and there on Spotify and, you know, I would be interested, but it just never, like, I just never dove in. But she mentioned them and I was like, I think it was the first time I really paid attention to the name Frightened Rabbit. And it was when she said that she'd heard the news that the singer, a songwriter, had gone missing. And then, you know, a couple days later, they found him. And so it set me off, like my first real knowledge of this band was that hearing that dark news. And it's always made it a little bit difficult for me to get into the band because, you know, kind of hinted at a little bit before, like I've struggled with dark thoughts quite a bit in my life. And so like I hear some, you know, depending on what my mood is or whatever, sometimes it was a little bit difficult to listen to all the way through. But I saw the band on the list and I was like, you know what? I kind of need the motivation to get into them and to listen to this band and really dive in. And I decided to take that opportunity. But, you know, going into it, listening to the albums, there were a few times that it was very difficult for me. Like I'm probably in one of the better places mentally that I've ever been in my life, which is like not saying a whole lot. But, you know, there was a few times that I was like, I just kind of have to step back from this for a second. And then like I had to like tell myself, I need to get back into this. I want to do this band justice for the show. So it's been a journey as I do this list. I love the band. I mean, I don't want to like put anybody off from it. It's very rewarding. I'm very glad that I finally really dove into this band.
So for me, as with most bands at this point of the show's existence, I didn't know them from Adam or Steve. And I feel like, you know, I just kind of pushed play and went. And I went on a walk and I didn't have any preconceived notions other than they're Scottish, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was it. Like, you know, like I kept like trying to hear that in the music. Like, are they Scottish? You know, like is that there? Is that present? But I mean, I was able to listen to it on a walk and, you know, we'll talk more as we get into the song selection stuff. But like, I was just struck by the beauty. I thankfully didn't, because when I actually listened to this, I was not in a good place. So it's a good thing that I didn't dive into the lyrics and I only heard the beauty that, you mm-hmm. know, like the, you know, the outside. Cause I don't know, man, like, I don't think it was ever like that bad, but it could have been, and it might've made me worse. So hearing all this stuff is like, oh man, like could have been that close.
I thought about mentioning it much sooner, but I kind of wondered, like, if you didn't know the history of the band, and if you didn't know some of that, you know, where the lyrics were coming from, is that going to skew your perspective on it? So I held off.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Like, I think that's a really important point that you make, Justin, is that you were able to push play and see this like beautiful, beautiful musicianship. And that's one thing that I think people really should take out of Frightened Rabbit, is that while the lyrics sometimes are very difficult, there is this beauty and this love and a care.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Care. Very important care. There is a care for the songs that they've written, a care to their craft. And it's ever present. I'm glad we gave the warning, because, you know, some people, you know, go right for lyrics, and, you know, I'm not one of them, sometimes. So, but let's flip it around to song selection. So I already know that this had to have been tough, Christina. So, you know, it's again, not a deep discography, but like, what was it looking like at, like, what were you looking for as you're selecting your 20 for this?
I did lean very heavily lyrically. I generally do when I listen to music. But I had 35 originally, and off of 5 records, that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
there is an entire record that I had on my first pass.
Makes
and
sense.
It's my perfect record.
Yeah.
I have a strong feeling that you could have picked, like Jenny said before this on the little chat, is there are 2 records in this discography that you could have picked any song off of and said this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so cutting songs toward the end, I wanted to do justice to Scott. I believe his name is Scott now that I'm saying it.
Yeah, I think it's Scott Hutchison.
Yeah, that I wanted to do justice to the things that Scott felt were important to say.
Mm, interesting.
Because a lot of the things that they've said since everything happened was that Frightened Rabbit was Scott. And that he poured his whole soul into this band and the words that he wrote. And so I took a lot of care in picking the songs that I chose, because they were songs for me that when I find myself in that place, I can go to these songs and they make me feel a little bit more whole.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a set of songs that I picked not for nostalgia, not for jammability. This wasn't one of those bands like I've always done on this show. This is one of those bands that I picked every single song with the care that they were written with.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
So I can't be hurt if a song doesn't match because I didn't pick a song playing the game this time. I picked songs that I think that people that are really struggling should hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. Again, Jenny, we know it was a tough listen for you. But how was your selection process? What I know usually you kind of just go through and pick. What was it like this time?
So the approach that I tried to do this time was, because there are so many kind of darker lyrics, I mean, there's what I try to focus in on was the sense of hope that I got in a lot of the songs, and like hearing his struggle and like trying to work through the problems that he was going through, and he, you know, kind of like where I could hear that he was like, you know, like I can do it. I can make it, you know, and that was what I tried to, like, you know, pick those the most, because I felt like those were the ones that were the important things. Like, you know, as bad as it can be, you can still have hope and you can still try to work through whatever you're going through. And I just, those were the most beautiful ones to me, because it was like that glimmer of light in the darkness. So that's what I try to do. And I did a little bit of balance with the albums, but, you know, only in the fact that, like, there was, like, one or two albums that, and maybe it's the same ones as Christina, I don't know, we'll see. Yeah. Like, I really had to stop listening to them at some point. Like, I listened to them all the way through, but then I was like, when I'm trying to, like, narrow down my selections, I had to stop listening to them because I was like, I could pick every song from this album. So I just like, okay, I'm cut off. I can't do anymore.
Ma'am, we're going to have to cut you off.
That's exactly right.
So for me in my 20, it's funny, like the way you both described it, I kind of like went with a cross between the two of you. Like, I was looking for songs where it felt like he was saying something, like something that he felt was important to say. And then I found myself gravitating towards songs that at least, you know, maybe they didn't lyrically, and, you know, but they felt like hope, because there is a lot of beauty in this music. And so like sometimes if you're not focusing in on the lyrics, the music itself can give you hope. And I'll be curious if I come up with, you know, song X and you guys are like, oh yeah, by the way, that one was like one of his darkest. I'll be like, oh shit. But yeah, I messed that one up. But yeah, I think I had 27 on my first pass, which is about half of the discography. And I didn't come to that easily. And now that I'm looking at my my list, I have, you know, a good portion of three, but it looks like two kind of are very heavy. So
there's one more thing I do kind of want to add, I forgot to say, is like, with Frightened Rabbit, like, fudge, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something about, damn it, you go, Justin, I'll remember it in a second.
Oh, no.
Everybody listening, I totally forgot what I was going to say. It was like something about lyrics and music and shit. Everybody listening, ignore me. I've had a long day. I'm going to remember it in a second. I lost it as I was like interrupting you.
Oh, you know what? We're kindred spirits. It's all good.
Yeah. Damn it.
I mean,
damn it.
Maybe it'll come back to you when we come back to, you know, the actual song selections. But so based on everything we just were talking about, this one's, I'm very interested and what you guys are going to select here. But we have the Raise Energy Final Say. And Christina, how many do you think we're going to get unanimous?
This is hard.
I know.
It's really hard. I'm gonna go with four.
That's what I was thinking too.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. Jenny.
Well, I already embarrassed myself with like forgetting my train of thought halfway through. So like I get this win.
Yeah, you have it. I'll take three.
Three. Okay. Going to go low. All right. I'll go ultimate optimist then. I'll go six.
Mm.
I'll go six. You never know, right? You never know.
Yeah.
Maybe we're all getting the wrong vibes here. So with that, though, we're going to take a quick, I say commercial break, but there probably won't be a commercial here. It's going to be a break. Well, give me a break. And we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll start playing the game. With that being said, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through Frightened Rabbit's discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, just in case you have never given Frightened Rabbit the time of day. And I'm going to start here. I've always mentioned how I love a great track one, like a good song where you push play and you kind of get a vibe. I don't know that I would argue that this is like a song that I would fight for as their, you know, number one with a bullet or anything, but I do feel like it sets a perfect tone. The name is perfect, and it is just a vibe that I got throughout the entirety of the band. I'm going with The Grays.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. Dang it. I don't have it. I'm glad you guys do.
Okay. So we got two. The Grays. Like I said, like there's something very gray about the music. And I mean, obviously there's actually, maybe that was what I was feeling. I didn't even put this together now. Like the darkness of the lyrics, the black of the lyrics, and the light of the music, the beauty of the music mixing together to make it gray. Wow.
Girl,
you are on to something.
Oh, I didn't even put that together until after this discussion. Aren't I smart? Okay.
Check out the big brains on Justin.
Look at me. Look at me go.
All my right. Cat's probably about to cut off the pod, so hopefully.
Don't do it, cat. You jerk. All right, so The Grays gets two. It's still around. It ain't dead. Christina.
I remembered what I was going to say as you were like, it's time to take a break. I knew I'd come around to it. So this is kind of a backtrack, is that what's so lovely about Frightened Rabbit is that there aren't like hits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are songs that are more popular, but I don't have any sort of preconceived notions with this band, and I don't think a lot of people do. So that makes making our list and making our top 10 number one with a bullet makes it so much more genuine because we're not skewed by the exposure to it.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true.
I love when that happens.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I even made a little note so I didn't forget twice.
Perfect.
I'm going to swing out really heavy on this one because this is the first list I've made in order of what I like best. So I'm going with Pedestrian Verse, The Woodpile.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad you guys. Oh.
I think that's one of the ones that I'd heard just kind of randomly. You know, when my friend told me to listen to Frightened Rabbit, I was like, oh, yeah, I know this song.
This song is, for me, about safety. And finding somebody who's going to hold you through it and come find you and hide out. Like the lyrics, I've spent too long alone tonight. Would you come and brighten my corner? A lit torch to the woodpile.
It's pure fucking poetry.
It's every beautiful
song. Yeah. There we go. Look at that. We got one.
Where he says, I'm trapped in a collapsing building right here.
You know what's funny is, like, again, you know, this was like a 48-second build. Normally that would turn me off. But I think because where it falls in line with the record and the rest of the discography, like, and because of the way the band was, like I mentioned, The Grays, like, I knew what I was getting into, except for apparently lyrically. by the time this came up, I was like, no, you know, I'm gonna let it play, and very glad I did. So
this song is so beautiful. It's got that really dramatic build, and the whole bridge is just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got one. All right, Jenny?
God, now I have to figure out where to start. This has probably been the worst part for me, is like, where do I start with this list? I think one of the ones that really struck me, and this one goes completely against what I said I was going to do by choosing the balance of the hope and the darkness. It was just one that spoke to me personally. Keep Yourself Warm.
Yes.
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 Oh, fuck yes. I loved that line. It takes more than fucking someone you don't know to keep yourself warm. I was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you won't find love in a hole. God.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's perfect. Like those lines back to back are just perfect. And this is one of those ones where, like I said, like I was trying to find songs that like he had clearly had something to say. And God bless. Here, let's.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're already 20 seconds into the song. Again, normally this would be a complete turn off. So that tells you something about once you get there. It's 5.5 minutes long. Again.
Yeah.
Tells you something about once you get there.
But it's just so haunting and so beautiful. It just transports you every song. It just brings you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And his voice. Oh.
Yeah. It gave me this, like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Try, Try, Try video. The Smashing Pumpkins. They did a very artsy fartsy video. It was like their last video before breaking up. And it was basically these two homeless kids who he had gotten her pregnant. And like I got very much that vibe from listening to this song. Like you'd have to see the video to really kind of like understand what the hell I'm getting at, because it would take me too long to explain.
Well, most, I'll do it as homework after the show.
Mostly because I'm the worst, but
you are not the worst. I can name at least 5 people that are worse than you.
The worst ever, Justin Wilson. That's me.
Not all true.
That's my nickname. Sorry.
Wrong.
We're talking about positivity and loving yourself. All
right. Yeah. That's right.
But again, look here. Here we are. You know, 1:45 in, and we're just getting to that line we were talking about.
Oh,
just great. Sorry, I had to get to that. I wanted to get to that part naturally. I didn't want to skip forward.
So. Yeah.
Sorry. All right, so we're back around to me. We got 2. We're doing A-OK here. I should probably put that one on the gimmick. I was too busy talking and stuff. Instead of,
how dare you talk on a podcast?
Instead of typing. all right, so my 1 and 2 are out of the way. I guess I'll go with my 3 here. I believe if I'm not mistaken, it's actually back to back with the Woodpile. I'm gonna go with Holy.
Yes,
I don't have that one. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. The line, I'll still have the stomach of a sinner, face like an unholy ghost.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's just, that's one of those ones that felt like hope to me. Again, mm-hmm. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but.
No, it really, like, that one, I think, is more about, like, realizing where you are and being okay with that. Like, what is it? I can dip my head in the river, cleanse my soul. I'll still have the stomach of a sinner, face like an unholy ghost. You're acting all holy, but I'm just full of holes.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, son.
Yeah, right. there is some shit going on these songs.
Right.
That song's so beautiful.
Shit going on in these songs, folks. All right, Christina.
This one's hard. Like every single song I pick, I'm just like, ugh. So this next one I'm going to play was probably one of my last add-ins, but it doesn't mean that it's not one of my favorites. It's off their last record that they released, Painting of a Panic Attack, which brilliant. It's Blood Under the Bridge. You both
No.
are so
I'm
wrong.
sorry. I looked at that one for like a minute, but I was already like getting close and I was like, I can't. I can't.
Oh
Sorry.
gosh.
I
It's
don't.
just this one is this lyric I just need to tell people because this is one of those songs that's about finding a way through is I found the way to make the best of a flaw and realize it's not the end. It's just an uncomfortable pause.
Oh yes, that was the line that almost got me to add it. I was like, that's fucking beautiful. But I was like at like 20, or no, I was like at 19 at that point.
I don't. I. It was in my
This song is
original.
about continuing.
I. It was in my original 20, and I swapped one out at the last minute, like earlier today. And
Boo.
Blood Under the Bridge went out for something else.
I hope that I have that, otherwise I'll be upset because this song is just like this one, it's just so good. It's just it's all right. It's all right. It's just blood under the bridge. I'm too tired to fight and you're sick of feeling sick and so am I, but it's all right. And it'll be okay. Like it's so good.
Well, damn it. Well, damn it. Well, damn it.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I've let you down.
I have failed you. All right, Jenny?
Damn it.
Maybe if I'll try to get one that nobody else will have and that'll make you feel better. Speaking of which, how about I Feel Better?
No.
Nope.
See? See? I feel better now because I've balanced it out.
Balance restored.
That song is so good, though.
That was the first one that really struck me as like, wow, it's not just, a lot of like, I hate to use the word depressing, but like there was so much hope in that song and it felt so good. It felt like a breath of fresh air compared to some of the other, that were a little bit more down. I was like, this one has to be on my list.
I'm glad I got a shout out. It's a beautiful song.
Sigh.
We fucked up, Justin.
Yeah, I know. All right. So we're back around to me, huh? Well, I'm gonna go with the one that I swapped out. Just let's get it over with. Band-aid and all. My backwards walk.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. All
Okay,
right.
that was worth it. All right. I love his voice in this song.
This was the only answer we got from listeners,
Really?
which is why I gave it another listen.
Thanks, James Duval.
Yes. I mean, it was on my radar. It made that first cut, and I kind of cut it haphazardly. I was like, well, let me
I
give it
saw
another.
him comment with that song, and I was like, oh, that is a good song. I was like, let me see. And I already had it on my list. So I was like, okay, cool.
There we go. There we go. We are at three. So if the game were to end right now, Jenny would have the final say.
That's too much responsibility for me anyway. I'm fine.
All right, Christina?
Oh God, I love all these songs so much. I'm gonna go to the Midnight Organ Fight and play the Modern Leper.
Yes.
No, sorry.
Oh,
All right.
one is good though.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
it's not dead.
It's in.
Well, and you say that, but one of the lines is, "I'm ill, but I'm not dead," and I don't know which of those I'd prefer.
Oh man.
Ooh.
Oh.
Shit.
Makes sense.
That song is so good.
It gets two. It gets two. All right, Jenny.
Where do I want to go? Oh my god. I think I want to go with the Oil Slick from Pedestrian Verse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Ooh.
That was my number 20.
Oh, wow.
In by that was, that was teeth.
I loved the lyrics in that. There's a light, but there's light, but there's a tunnel to crawl through. And then he says, "We've still got hope, so I think we'll be fine." I mean... That pretty much sums up what I was trying to go for in this list.
Yeah, I was very hesitant to add that one in the end because I'm album heavy, and it had to.
I was hesitant to add this one because it's bouncier. Like you listen to it, and I was like, "Is this what I'm going for? Does this?" And I was just like, "But." This could catch somebody on just that alone. Like, that could be the reason. I mean, I don't know that I would fight for this as you know, the number one. But, like, I think it's just a great tune and could be a possibly great hook into the band. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you're off the hook, Jenny. We're up to four. And Christina is now officially on the hook. And we're back around to me. I'm going to go dark here. This was off the last ragged, the last album. An Otherwise Disappointing Life.
Mm. Yes.
Ooh.
No. Thank God. One of you had it. Okay. Everything from that record is so good.
That was one that the first time through, I was like, I don't know, this might be a little bit too dark for me. I think I actually used the word emo. but the second time through, I listened to it. I was like, you know what? There's a lot of like hope in this. And he's, you know, looking for that glimmer of light, basically.
All right. Christina?
Speaking of that, off the same record, Painting of the Panic Attack, Still Want to Be Here.
Nope.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Everything, just like everything that matches, I'm like,
like thank God.
Thank God. That one is hopeful.
Yeah.
That one is as hopeful as it gets. It's yeah, things are bullshit, but I still want to be here.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, Jenny?
Where do I want to go? You know, I'm going to go on a different track for a second. And this is one it was just kind of appealing to me personally. And I don't expect anybody else to have it. I'm fine with that. I'm fine. I promise.
Fine. I'm fine.
Old Fashioned.
Oh, no.
Dang it. That was actually on my first list, but I cut it.
I suspected, but I was like, God, every time I listened to it, it just made me happy. And like, he's just kind of singing about like, you know what, man, like, let's just chill out and turn off the TV and kick back and just spend some time with each other, you know? And like that, it just sounded so freaking appealing to me.
You know, I don't know the timeline of this band, but like, the other thing I kept getting is like, what are those other four on the floor bands that kind of came?
Oh.
Little Lion Man. What's the name of that band?
Mumford and Sons, the Lumineers.
Yeah. So like, to me, I don't know if it was, but this sounded like a precursor to that. Like.
Yeah, it's like better.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, exactly. That was like... There's something homogenized about the Mumford and Sons and Lumineers stuff that this didn't have. This, it wasn't slick. It wasn't, even though it was beautiful, it was it was a lot closer to, like, we were talking about, like, Scotland, like that feeling mm-hmm. of gray, that feeling of I don't even know, like, just being out in the rain, like, so
yeah
it feels a lot like Band of Horses to me with a Scottish accent.
Okay.
Yeah. I felt like it's way more like from the heart than those other bands that you were mentioning.
Yeah.
Like it's so genuine, and it's not just trying to like sell a single because that's what's trendy right now.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like none of this music was ever made to sell a record.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just,
most of the time, honestly, I feel like it's like his therapy.
Mm-hmm.
He's writing this to work through his shit, you know?
I dig it. All right, so, oh shit, that was you. So it's back around to me. The pressure's on. All right, I think I'll start kind of going into my ones that I'm not as sure about. How about Acts of Man?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
That was my number two. That was my number two on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I expected to strike out on that one.
As you can tell, I would have been so too.
So mad. Like, there are two lines I want to bring up with this one, and or three, I guess. One of them is sorry, selfish, trying to improve.
Yeah.
And I'm here, not heroic, but I try.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that gold standard of let's promise every girl we marry will always love them. Though we probably won't.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
The Acts of Man.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yes. I think that was actually like my last one. The one that I said I added up to 21. I added that and then I took something else out.
Oh.
So oh. Just made it.
The Acts of Man.
I love that song.
We kind of are the worst. All right. All right. We're at 5. Look at that.
Does that mean you, because it's like closest without going over?
That means me. I mean, unless we go over, in which case we all work it out. We all figure it out together.
Okay.
So if we get over 6, which means 7 or better, we all work out the last one. All right.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Christina, there's still plenty of game to play.
What about, so this album name is also really fantastic, is The Winter of Mixed Drinks.
Yes.
Swim until you can't see land.
Oh, man.
Of course.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I do not have that one.
You got me, Jenny. You got me.
I got you. My notes on that one just says big oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we would say in the Midwest, oofda.
Nice. All right, Jenny.
All right. So speaking of big oof, I almost didn't put this one because I felt it was a little bit too dark for me, for what I was going for on my list. And I was talking to my friend and she's like, you better have this song.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, all right. I said, I told her why. And so the song is Floating in the Fourth. And then I'll say in a second.
No.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Literally my last cut.
Shit. Now she's going to yell at me and it's your guys' fault.
I'm sorry.
So I told her that I didn't, you know, I wanted it to be a little bit more hopeful and not so, you know, this one just felt really, really dark to me. And she goes, you know, how he's singing about putting off suicide until another day and then another year. And he's just kind of just, that's all he can do. Like he's just putting it off. That's, you know, sometimes that's all you can do when you're really facing the darkness.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I can't argue with that.
And there is something so beautiful about that is like, please just have tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Give it next year. Do what you can to have that next day.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about like the lyrical content, like going back through like to make my second cuts after Jenny had told me what was up, like I was definitely getting not quite Elliott Smith vibes, but like along that same parallel, like like they're weird cousins. I guess ultimately they both kind of it kind of ended the same way. So, all right, unfortunately, Flirting in the Fourth is out. Now we're back to me. All right, I'll go back up here to the top. How about Be Less Rude?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Woo! Look at that.
That's such a good song.
Yes. Your high horse is, in fact, a pony.
That's that's six.
That's you.
We've done it.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
Me either. Honestly, I'm so surprised. I feel like we need to make deprogram stickers that just say, be less rude.
Yes. I love the name. I'm so glad that it's a great song because, like, that should be everyone's life motto, especially right now. Just be less rude, man. Just be a fucking human.
Yeah.
It seems simple enough. I also got especially in a song like this, Counting Crows vibes.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Got a lot of different vibes going on with this band.
A lot.
I'll mention like 7,000 bands before we're done.
I think initially I got like Snow Patrol vibes. I think maybe because they're Scottish more than anything else. But the more I listened, I was like, no, they're not like Snow Patrol. Like, way better.
All right. Christina.
I will go back to Pedestrian Verse. And I feel like at this point it is a good time for me to tell you that that is my perfect record.
I've got a lot from that.
What was that, Justin?
I've got a lot from Pedestrian Verse.
I do too. When you and I were doing After the Fact on the episode, I think with Evan, when we did Thrice, we were talking about perfect records, and this was one of mine. Start to finish, it's just so beautiful. You could pick any song off of it and just turn somebody on to this band. It's just beautiful. So I'm going to go with Backyard Skulls.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, no.
I got it.
Yes?
Yes,
I got it. Oh, good.
She Ain't Dead Yet. Backyard Skulls. By the Skin of Her Teeth. Oh.
That record is so good.
All right.
Okay. I think I need to shout out to the song Nothing Like You.
I got it.
I don't.
Yes. I fucking loved it so much. It hit me particularly, like some of the themes in it, like kind of moving on after a really terrible relationship and kind of filling the void, and like this person is nothing like the other person, you know, and the healing process that he was going through with that. I was just like, holy shit. Holy shit.
Ugh. A little too on the nose.
I think there was even a mention of a shovel burying somebody. Like,
is that the song where he talks about not turning a shovel into a spade?
I think so.
I'm trying to dig really deep into my brain. There was one song that was like shovels and spades, but I can't remember at this current moment.
I'm not very fast at the Googles. No, apparently not.
Oh. Oh, well.
Sorry.
It happens.
All that for nothing.
I forgot stuff halfway through earlier, so you know what? Don't listen to me.
Yes.
It's a common theme.
I have...
It's late, okay?
It is. 1, 2, 3... Wait. I can count, I swear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we'll do a couple more rounds, I think. And then we'll call it. Or we'll dump out. How about Living in Color?
Yes.
No. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Living in Color gets two.
It must have hit my like my initial pass because I looked for it for a second. I was like, did I add that one? I didn't.
All right, Christina.
Off of their last album, Break.
Yes.
No.
Thank God, Jenny. Oh my gosh.
I love that one.
The line, nothing's worse than realizing who you've hurt. I didn't bend, and now we eat the consequence.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. You know, it's so good. It's all just poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is I believe on the Eve 6 episode, we had a song that, yeah, is still here waiting, that made me think of my old band, Stale. On the first Stale record, the track one is called Break! Exclamation point. HHS. Yeah. Strangely enough, for some reason that put me off to it this time around, but it is, that's bizarre, like two episodes in a row.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Jenny.
Sorry. Oh, it's my turn. God, yep. Damn it. Late March Death March. From Pedestrian Verse.
Nope.
Did I pick the only Pedestrian Verse song that you guys didn't have?
Hang on a second, because I... Let me look at the playlist real quick. I might have written it down wrong. We don't trust Christina with anything.
I mean, it would be my luck to pick the one that you didn't have, though.
Yeah.
No, I have it. I have it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I wrote it down as just Death March.
Oh, there we go.
But not the rest.
Ah.
I was like, are we on the same song? Apparently not. But yes, yes, I have it.
All right, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I still have 6. So we'll do, this will be the last round and then we'll dump out. And I keep scrolling past this one, so I'm going to go here. How about Die Like a Rich Boy?
No.
Okay. I had a feeling. I think that's my first one into the pile. I'm quite proud of how I played today.
Mm-hmm. We all killed it. It's great.
We're doing great. It's such a beautiful song, though.
I just like the title again. Like, it felt right, but also gorgeous song. So, all right, Christina.
Get out.
I don't want to.
Fuck.
I don't.
How? Are you guys kidding?
I don't have
Dude, that was like number 22.
Are you kidding?
Actually, I think that was the one I removed to put Acts of Man.
That's the problem, God. With this late in the game.
I'm literally, like, if you guys could see me right now, I'm on the floor.
I'm sorry.
This one's happy.
I know. So, in my defense, ultimately what made me choose this one to get rid of it was, it was so different in sound that I was afraid that if somebody heard this, that they would expect like everything else to sound like it.
Oh, that's fair.
It was
fair.
Just a little bit too far outside of that realm.
That's fair.
All right.
I mean, it was splitting hairs when it was like down to 21 songs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the chorus of this one too is just, it might be too happy. Might be too happy.
Too much. Too much. Okay. So on the completely other end of the emotional scale, I'm going to go with The Wreck.
Oh.
No.
No.
Yeah. That one was, I love the piano in that. It was just so lovely to me. And there's this beat that kind of comes in about halfway through that, like, as it builds up. And it reminded me of, like, a heartbeat. And I don't know if it was just the way my car was carrying the bass or something, but it was just very, it was like a very moving sound.
Yeah, I get it. What's funny is like we're all kind of all over the place on that last record.
Mm-hmm. It's very haunting sounding.
Indeed.
It's just...
Indeed. All right. All right. Well, I'm just going to dump out then. And let's see. Make sure. All right. So I've got Foot Shooter.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay. The Loneliness in the Scream.
Yes.
No, once again.
Okay. Fast Blood.
Nope.
Nope.
Good Arms versus Bad Arms.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, Square Nine.
Oh, that was on my first pass, but no.
Okay, and Behave.
Oh, again, first pass, but no.
Nope.
All right, so what did I land? The Loneliness in the Scream. Let me do that. That was me and Jenny. Okay. All right. You want to dump out whatever you got left there, Christina?
Yeah, I have... Head Rolls Off.
Nope.
Death Dream.
Mm-mm.
Things.
Nope.
Rough. And Woke Up Hurting.
God, that was so close, but no.
Oh, bummer.
And just for fun.
So I got a couple of no's for you. Not Miserable, and Yes, I Would.
Oh.
All very, very good.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, I just realized that Winter of Mixed Drinks was one of my favorite albums, and I don't think I named any of them. Oh, no, I did name one. Okay. I was like, how did I do that? Oh, crap.
You loved that record? You only had one off of it?
No. I mean, I only, like... said one up until I thought I only said one up until the very end.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, I've had like five from that one. I had five from that and Midnight Organ Fight. Those were my two favorites.
Oh, the last two were for me, like I had six off of each one.
Oh wow.
It was just like for me when I messaged you guys ahead of time, I was like, there's one album, I have the whole thing. I don't know what to do. It's Pedestrian Verse, man.
My first pass had eight from Midnight Organ Fight.
Oh wow. Like, actually, I believe that record, they just released it like 2019, I want to say. They released it as covers from other artists.
Oh.
Interesting.
Like the guy from The National and Churches, the gal from Churches, maybe.
Okay.
So they had a bunch of different artists cover it in, like, memory of Scott.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. I nailed it. I'm great. We got six through unanimously.
Ooh!
We got
six. Wow. Yeah.
So we got
Captain Optimism here.
We got Axe a Man, Be Less Rude, Keep Yourself Warm, My Backwards Walk, The Oil Slick, The Woodpile. We're off to a great start. We've got 12 that we need to trim down to 3.
Holy shit.
Wait, to four.
Yeah, but one of those is mine, so.
Oh.
Look at Mr. Big Man.
Ooh, he's big shot. Whatever.
Look at me. All right, so this is what I'm looking at, and feel free to correct me. It's possible I missed some. An Otherwise Disappointing Life, Backyard Skulls, Break, Holy, Late March, Death March, Living in Color, Nothing Like You, Still Want to Be Here, Swim Until You Can't See Land, The Grays, The Loneliness in the Scream, and The Modern Leper. Anything jumping out at either of you that it's like, nah, we kind of need that at this point?
Swim Until You Can't See Land.
Okay.
I was going to say that, or The Modern Leper were topsies for me.
Pretty much, I was the odd man out on Swim, so let's get that.
And I was out on Leper, so.
So let's get Leper 2.
Sure, why not?
All right.
The thing that I'll say about this band, and like our conversation probably won't be that difficult, because like anything you pull, it's beautiful. You can't fuck this one up.
I don't think there was any songs that I listened to that I was like, I can't put this on my list.
True.
Every song was just great.
Yeah.
And every song could fit on that top 10 list.
So now we've got 10. You two get to pick one of these 10. An Otherwise Disappointing Life, Backyard Skulls, Break, Holy, Late March, Death March, Living in Color, Nothing Like You, Still Want to Be Here, The Grays, The Loneliness, and The Scream. Anything jumping out that it's like, yeah, we kind of need that at this point.
Oh, shit.
Or the other way.
Hey, Jenny, the one that we both had that Justin didn't have? Late March, Death March.
I was looking at An Otherwise Disappointing Life because I don't think we have... Do we have anything from that last album?
Painting?
How do we not?
We do not.
What?
No.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I thought we did. Never mind. I had 6 off that record, but not that one.
Either that or Still Want to Be Here, I think.
Yeah, of all the ones that I had, oh my God, how? What?
This is a tough game.
Indeed. This one's hard. I had, like I said, I had 6 off of that last record. It's so beautiful. I can't believe that we have none. We absolutely have to. The only one left that I had was Still Want to Be Here.
So do you guys want to go Still Want to Be Here or Otherwise Disappointing Life?
Which one did you have, Jenny? Do you have both?
I had both. Yeah, I'm good with either one.
I feel like, is Still Want to Be Here more hopeful?
Yes.
Maybe we go that route.
Okay. Still Want to Be Here?
We want... I don't know, Jenny. What do you think?
I'm into it.
Go for the sort of joy.
Optimism. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm gonna go for this shit. I had it narrowed down to 2. Holy or The Grays, and neither one of them made it in. So, I'm going Holy.
I'm going Holy. Oh, Holy is so good.
I wanted to go The Grays because I feel like The Grays might hook somebody, but Holy is just fucking gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So, boom, just like that, we got 10. 10. I can talk. All right, so we have Acts of Man, Be Less Rude, Holy, Keep Yourself Warm, My Backwards Walk, Still Want to Be Here, Swim Until You Can't See Land, The Modern Leper, The Oil Slick, and The Woodpile. Now, Christina... Of those 10, you get one to say, hey, this is Frightened Rabbit. What's the one?
I feel like anybody who's a Frightened Rabbit fan will get like mad at me for this. But anybody who has never listened to them, this is the song. Is always 100% The Woodpile for me.
I can see that.
Like it's upbeat. It's like a rock song in a way that like the rest are like a little bit depressing. Like The Woodpile has hope and safety and this joy in a way. It's just
And I think it is their most popular song, isn't it?
That, and also actually Straight to the Trash, Floating in the Fourth, is one of their most popular songs too.
Okay.
We don't and
head
bad.
What is it? Head Rolls Off and Modern Leper are also like a lot of the stuff off Midnight Organ Fight was a lot bigger.
I can't.
But that's not the be all end all. I'm just saying it's definitely one of those songs that'll grab somebody if they've never.
Yeah.
I can't argue against Woodpile. I really can't.
I really can't either. I was really looking at Swim Until You Can't See Land. I think The Woodpile's probably a better pick for the number one. Yeah.
So let's do it then. Let's lock it in. The Woodpile.
Every time I hear that song, I get tears in my eyes.
Let's crank her up for a sec.
Perfect.
The Woodpile is our number one with a bullet. Acts of Man, Be Less Rude, Holy, Keep Yourself Warm, My Backwards Walk, Still Want to Be Here, Swim Until You Can't See Land, The Modern Leper, and The Oil Slick rounds out our 10.
Oh, this part.
We have done it. Yeah, that's definitely the right choice. Very, very encapsulating. I think we've done fine work here. That's our 10. Hey, if you want to hear us talk some more, you know, you mentioned this last time, Christina. Actually, it's funnily enough, I did say this on the In Sync episode. I don't know why I didn't think to, but you can hear us talk some more. We're going to keep talking on After the Fact. And how do you hear that? Patreon.com/ Oh, hi, Justin. $1 a month gets you in the club, and you get to listen to After the Fact. You get deprogrammed before the rest of the world. Lots of, you know, all my other pods go there first. And, you know, hey, it's just a good time. Also, the Legion of Stupid Discord, it's a great positive place for you to come hang out and be stupid with us. It's fun times. I'm just saying. It's good. If you'd like that link, look for it. You can look for it in the liner notes, or you can liner notes like it's a record in the show notes. I guess maybe I could call it liner notes. That's good branding.
Justin's a young person.
Yes, very much so.
Hello, fellow kids.
Yes.
Hello, youths.
Yes, very young. But yes, show notes. Check it out. Join the Legion of Stupid Discord. It'll be fun. Podcast, subscribe, rate, comment. I still don't know if that does anything. Maybe we test that theory. I don't know. That'll be fun. But to be honest, the best way to tell somebody. That's the best way you can help the show. Tell somebody, hey, I listen to Deprogrammed. You can too. Share that link and tell somebody. That would be super helpful. I would appreciate that. And also, if you want to come play, I'm at The Hulkster on Twitter. Drop me a line and we'll figure out a band that you want to talk about. It's literally that simple. So with that being said, Frightened Rabbit, but I'm loving people. We'll see you next week. Bye.